Hi, everyone. Welcome to Branding Out Loud. I'm Liz Uselev.
Thanks for joining us for our second episode. I'll be chatting with Red Antler co-founder and chief brand officer, Emily Hayward, about the importance of strategy in branding. I'll also share our strategy for Anchor, which set the foundation for our creative reimagining of the brand. Diving into my conversation with Emily, we started by talking about a very essential question. What is brand strategy?
Strategy is really thinking about, at its core, what is this brand all about? What does it stand for? Why does it matter? What's the role that it's going to play in the world and in people's lives? The brands that you really love, that have formed a place in your life that you feel a connection to. You know, of course, you're responding to the parts that you see, and, you know, there might be great design that reflects your particular aesthetic, or really funny copywriting. But what lies beneath all of that is an idea that that brand stands for and conveys. And that's what we mean by strategy. And then that strategy gets expressed through all of the creative work that you end up seeing and touching and feeling. But if you don't start with strategy, I think that you land in a place where a lot of those creative choices can actually be quite empty and much more about reacting to trends and what other people are doing than really carving out a unique and ownable perspective and point of view.
What do you feel like then makes a really good strategy? I'm imagining there are scenarios in which there's a bad strategy informing those decisions, and that might be, you know, just as fruitless potentially.
So I think that there are a few characteristics that are incredibly important when we think about what makes a successful brand strategy. So one is that it needs to be singular. And that doesn't mean that a brand can't end up communicating lots of things, but I think at its core, the brand needs to have a clear, singular definition of what it stands for that people can rally behind. Two, I think it should be emotionally driven and not functionally driven. So sometimes people make the mistake of thinking that a brand strategy is just a simple articulation of what the business does. And I think that falls short from achieving what it actually needs to achieve, which is that it should take us to a more emotionally driven, resonant place. Perhaps it helps to use an example of a brand that like everybody knows and loves. I hate to bring up Apple because I know people always love to use that example. But Apple isn't just about electronics, right? It's about creativity and it's about, you know, rebellion, right? And that's what they stand for, is this like creative spirit. Or Nike, right, is not just talking about, oh, our shoes do this, our shoes do that. Of course, there are times when it's important for them to call out certain features and certain benefits of the shoes. But ultimately, what Nike stands for is that like, everyone can be an athlete, and it stands for this idea of the performance within all of us. And so to me, those are really successful strategies, because whether or not someone can articulate them, it's something that you feel every time you interact with that brand.
Creating that singular and emotionally resonant strategy is so interesting as a process, because you get to something that's ultimately really simple, but it takes a lot of work and energy and thinking to get there.
Definitely. I think that it takes an incredible amount of thinking and work to get to something that ultimately feels obvious, right? It shouldn't be overly complicated, but I think that it also needs to be a fresh take. And that's really hard to do. You know, I think most brands are existing in categories that have a lot of other players in them. And there's been a lot of like messaging out there and people trying to own certain ideas. And I think to create a breakthrough strategy that's going to have impact, that's going to lead to incredible creative work, but that also feels like you're saying something new, is really challenging. A lot of the stories to be told have already been told, right? And you can't make it up out of thin air either. It has to be rooted in a truth about a product. I think that's another component of a successful strategy, is that it shouldn't just be invented. I think it needs to really come from within what the product does, but then elevate it to a new, exciting place.
So one thing I wanted to ask you about too is that in terms of having this really
singular, emotionally resonant, and true idea. At Red Antler, you know, one thing that I love about how we work is that strategy and creative are much more integrated practices. There's this kind of fluidity between them. Was that an intentional choice on your part, or just kind of how things evolve? Can you talk more about that?
Absolutely an intentional choice to integrate strategy into the creative process. You know, I think that I had come from more traditional agencies where we would spend months and months and months sometimes writing a creative brief, which is what we call the document that articulates the strategy. And then that would get handed off to a creative team. And it's anyone's guess what they'd do with it afterward. We were never in another conversation with them. For all I knew, they were balling it up and playing basketball with their wastebaskets. And many times, you know, the work would come out that would have very little to no reflection of the strategy that we had worked so hard to build. And that's not at all the fault of the creative teams. It's just that there wasn't that ongoing conversation and discussion and collaboration happening. So my feeling when we started Red Antler is that, you know, coming from a strategy background, I did not want to be in the business of creating PDFs. And what I mean by that is that I didn't want the end outcome of all of the strategy team's thinking and hard work to just be a document that like sits in someone's email that no one ever looks at again. I think that strategy is only as strong as the work that it leads to. You know, consumers are never going to see your brand strategy, right? So you can have the most brilliant strategy in the world, but if it's not being articulated properly through design, through messaging, through communications, it's useless and it was a waste of time.
So I wanted to chime in here and share a little bit about our brand strategy for Anchor, as well as some of the thinking that goes into developing this big idea. We always start with research and understanding what's going on in culture, in the category, with the people we want to be connecting with, and the company itself. So for Anchor, we started by interviewing people currently using the platform. I have to say podcasters are a particularly expressive and articulate group to work with. And we also dove deep into whatever material we could get our hands on. So a few key themes that came out of our research and really informed the strategy for the brand are: one, for many, podcasting is just as much about connecting with others as it is about gaining followers. So whether it's through co-hosting with a friend or colleague, interviewing guests, or connecting with listeners, there's this fundamentally social aspect to podcasting that was interesting and a bit surprising. The technological and cost barriers to getting started podcasting are definitely there, but it isn't just about technical know-how. Really, more than that, people are self-conscious and they question their own legitimacy, both kind of explicitly and implicitly. So something you hear a lot is, "I don't have a podcast voice," or "I hate the sound of my voice," which has a literal meaning around sound, but also a deeper one, representing the fact that people kind of question the value of what they have to say. But what's interesting further is that while there are these emotional barriers to getting started podcasting, we're sharing prolifically and candidly on other social media platforms, places where we can share kind of polished content without necessarily being a professional. And more broadly, there are trends around people embracing imperfection and improvisation and not needing everything to feel so perfectly curated. Enter Anchor with this mission to democratize audio that we talked about in our last episode, and this really easy to use mobile friendly platform. Anchor is really defining a new era of podcasting in which everyone can be a creator. So as we start to build our brand strategy based on these insights, we also really want to be thinking about the people with whom we want to connect. And in creating an emotionally resonant brand, to Emily's point earlier, that means understanding these people's hearts and minds. So at this phase of work at Red Antler, we're usually thinking more from a psychographic standpoint than from a demographic standpoint. So a key part of our strategy is the insight, which really is this like succinct distillation of all of this context and research and the opportunity that we've identified within our target audience.
So the insight for Anchor is, in a world where having a voice means expressing ourselves through texts and selfies and emojis, we're using our actual voices less and less. So while podcasting is exciting, it also makes us pause. It's this medium in which, as a listener, we feel enveloped, but as a creator, we feel exposed. And that brings us to The Proposition, which is our big, surprising, and uniquely ownable idea for the brand. So for Anchor, that proposition is the all-inclusive podcasting platform that invites every voice to live out loud. And it is quite singular and it is succinct. And that means that every word in this statement is really, really purposeful and does a lot of work. And then finally, all of these pieces kind of ladder up to a feeling, just that visceral feeling that we want the brand to impart in every experience. And for Anchor, that feeling is resounding. We really love this idea because it feels expressive and full and rich, and also, of course, has this sensory nod to audio and the idea of living out loud.
So when we look at the Anchor strategy, what about it stands out to you in terms of, you know, what we define as being important in setting that really strong foundation and creative inspiration?
So I think there's a phrase in the strategy that really stands out to me, which is this notion of inviting every voice to live out loud. And I think that, again, to your point earlier about working hard to make something simple, each word has been chosen so deliberately to convey such a powerful idea. I think this idea of invites every voice really speaks to the inclusivity and the idea that, of course, Anchor is an incredible platform for professionals, but it's also so easy that anybody can do it. And I think to build a brand that really can reach that full spectrum was such an important part of this project and such an important part of who Anchor is. And then this notion of living out loud was such a creative inspiration, right? Like, there's so much emotion and power packed into that idea because it's all about expression, but it's the particular kind of expression that only voice can bring, right? And I think there, again, you know, this is true to Anchor. It's true to what Anchor offers, but it takes us to an emotionally resonant place. Like, everybody wants to live out loud. Everybody wants to speak their truth. Everybody wants to express themselves as best as they can. And what better platform to do that than podcasting? And what better platform to podcast on than Anchor? What I'm excited about how the brand is shaping up visually is that even the visual choices are inspired by the idea of audio. And I think that's led us down a really interesting creative path. It's almost like, how do you visualize a world that's rooted in voice and audio, which has really opened up, you know, unique territory. It feels exciting and it feels like a world that you want to be a part of.
So we've been talking a bit about the strategy and giving a little bit of a preview of the creative, which we're both very excited about. But I also want to talk with you a little bit about Anchor as a business as well, and part of why we were so excited to work with them. You know, we're fortunate to be able to be choiceful in who we partner with, and what kind of got you most excited about working with them to begin with?
One of the key things initially was just the team at Anchor. You know, I think that so much of what we do is really emotional and subjective, and it's so important to be working with people with whom we have great chemistry, who are going to be good partners, who are excited to like roll up their sleeves and solve problems together. And it was just very obvious from the minute we met the Anchor team that they were excited to go on this journey with us. So that's one. And then, of course, belief in the business. And I think that, you know, you could be half asleep living under a rock and you still wouldn't have missed that there's been a podcast explosion in recent years. I mean, it's like, it's insane, right? How much this craze has taken hold. But I think that, you know, 99.9% of the conversations happening in the space are around being like a recipient of content, right? It's everybody talking about what they listen to and have you heard the latest blah, 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 and do you love this one? And, you know, where do you get your podcasts and all of that? But I haven't heard the same energy and fervor around being a creator. Like, I don't know people that are just starting up a podcast for the most part. And there's no reason why there should be that block. You know, I think there's so many people from such diverse perspectives that have so much to say, and I would love to be hearing from them. And I love the idea that Anchor can really empower a movement from the creation side.
So that actually brings me to another question I wanted to ask you around how much the Anchor strategy rings true for you personally, aside from the obvious, you're running a company and you're a mom and doing a million things. So there's a real time constraint there. But have you ever thought about doing your own podcast?
Absolutely. My co-founder, JB, and I have talked about doing a podcast probably 4 times a year this comes up. And I truly think the barrier has just been intimidation around the production side of it. Until I became more familiar with Anchor's platform, it just felt really, really daunting.
That's all for today on Branding Out Loud. Next week, I'll be getting into the creative work that brings the strategy to life. And I'll be talking to Red Antler's thoughtful and delightful executive creative director, Jenna Nowitzki. This whole series is really only possible because of and entirely inspired by Anchor. So a huge thank you to literally everyone on their team. Thank you to Emily for sharing all of her wisdom and enthusiasm today. Thank you to our producer, AJ Falleri.